The Way Back to God. I present before you the 51st Psalm, a psalm filled with precious lessons. From it we may learn what course to follow if we have departed from the Lord. To the King of Israel, exalted and honored, the Lord sent a message of reproof by his prophet. David confessed his sin and humbled his heart, declaring God to be just in all his dealings, quoted. Chief guilt is sin against God. Sin is sin, whether committed by one sitting on a throne, or by one in the humbler walks of life. The day is coming when all who have committed sin will make confession, even though it is too late for them to receive pardon. God waits long for the sinner to repent. He manifests a wonderful forbearance. But he must at last call the transgressor of his law to account. A man incurs guilt by injuring a fellow being, but his chief guilt is the sin that he has committed against the Lord, and the evil influence of his example upon others. The sincere child of God does not make light of any of his requirements. A live conscience leads to confession. David often triumphed in God, and yet he dwelt much upon his own unworthiness and sinfulness. His conscience was not asleep or dead. My sin, he cried, is ever before me. He did not flatter himself that sin was a matter with which he had nothing to do, and that should not concern him. As he saw the depths of deceit in his heart, he was deeply disgusted with himself, and prayed that God would keep him back by his power from presumptuous sins, and cleanse him from secret faults. It is not safe for us to close our eyes and harden our consciences, that we shall not see or realize our sins. We need to cherish the instruction we have had in regard to the hateful character of sin in order that we may repent of and confess our sins.